Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart, sensing the beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over, like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs, and feet, too. Just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything. As everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax. As everything unimportant fades away for a short while, we're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin. Making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of memories, ponies, and change, a long and winding pathway. Closing your eyes, you trot forward, leading you up to a mirrored room, the place where your transformation took place as you kept your eyes shut and you grew and developed into a beautiful pony of whatever shape or kind you sought out to become. You open your eyes, and you have a choice to make. Alone you sit, looking into the mirror, looking at yourself from every angle, transformed however you may be, inside and out. You might even be seeing your hard-earned pony form as you look onward. Maybe thinking and feeling as a pony does. Closing your eyes for a moment as you look back on all you have seen and done, and all the friends you might have made in your adventure, whether you had a good time or a bad time. This whole experience definitely has been quite the ride regardless. You look back at the times you first did or felt something new. Feeling your pony form, if you had the chance to. Your magnificent wings, if you were a Pegasus. Your powerful horn, if you were a unicorn. Your stronger, slightly larger form, if you were an earth pony. And of course, who could forget about your hooves, ears, or fur? If you ever got to the point of having them, and however you felt when you first got them, the whole body and any personality changes you had with them. The time spent listening to the files and looping them if you did. Whatever happened when you awoke and heard, and I hope you'll enjoy, little pony. And any feelings you had over the duration of your pony transformation filling your mind as you continue to look back. Now is the time to choose, little pony. Do you wish to continue, or would you like to go back? Feeling everything more intensely than ever before. Those familiar transformation sensations, but perhaps they may feel just the slightest bit different than usual. But you shouldn't feel frightened. But whatever you feel, it's natural. It's you. Tingling, warmth, a chill or shiver, maybe even a slight headache. Whatever it may be, this has been your own very intimate transformation process, guided by your mind's eye, your subconscious. Maybe you would still like to be a pony, or maybe not. Whatever the case, this process is very personal. Your hair atop your head grows out, returning to its previous pre-transformation color, before it is cut and styled how it used to be in your memories. Your velvet, soft ears are probably tingling as they change shape and reform, sliding down into a human position, one on each side of your head, losing any extrasensory abilities you may have gained. Your transformation sure is swimming along now. You feel your horn lighting up as it glows softly, shrinking away into your skull if you ever had one. Feeling your wings if you have them, please extend them out as far as you can, just for a moment. You probably feel sucking, tingling sensations after extension, a similar feeling to what you may have felt when they grew out. Feel as your hooves begin to grow numb, a nice warm tingling feeling, starting at the tips of your hooves, then spreading upward slowly, deeply, penetrating your entire being. Your hooves are probably tingling now, beginning to grow numb as they become more elastic and painlessly stretch out into 5 digits on each hand and 5 toes on each foot, from what used to be your hind legs when you were a pony, each with its own perfectly shaped fingernails or toenails or fingerprints or toe prints. Completely unique to you and you alone. Just like your mind, this means you are your own person. Your fore and hind legs are now arms and legs. Your hooves becoming hands and feet as they split apart into 4, then 3. Then 2, until all that remain are your hands and feet. As the bones in all of your legs twist and bend, painlessly reforming, returning to a human stature, no longer in pony form, as your fore legs grow out into arms and your hind legs into legs. You are doing ever so wonderful right now. So easy to stand on 2 legs now. However, it may be hard to walk at first, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms too undergo a similar unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on 2 legs. Your whole body tingles for a moment as your soft fur curls up and falls off, turning into dust on the floor, leaving you cold and naked. Your clothes in the corner. You probably slowly but shakily get up and stand on two legs for the first time in some while and stride over to them, putting them on. This truly has been magical. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, as your voice returns to a non-pony state, either masculine or feminine as you wish, any changes to your diet are now moot. I bet you could eat a nice juicy steak or some chicken wings if you so please. For whatever reason you have chosen, you probably now no longer wish to be able to be a pony. That is perfectly fine. If that's the case, not everything lasts forever, right? All that's left is the memories. Something to look back on as you raise your slightly cramped hands to turn out the light as you walk out of the room, softly closing the door behind you. The cramps remain for only a moment, as now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more, slowly but surely coming to consciousness in your original form, whatever it was. Before you began this adventure, the sensations of your past, old form, and personality just becoming that much stronger with each passing word, just as they have been this whole time. Only your pony personality and body seems to fade away now. 1. Blackness at first. Slowly waking up, feeling relaxed and fuzzy. 2. More and more, as your mind starts to bubble to the surface, it looks back on this adventure, call it whatever you like. Maybe it's not over yet, whatever the case may be. You might still want to be a pony, but it is up to you. 3. Consciousness returning. You slowly begin to become aware of your old form. It has returned. Hands and skin, legs and feet, flesh. And then, as your surroundings lazily come back into focus. 4. Almost there. Now, you feel the numbness of your nap slowly wearing off, perhaps yawning loudly while you stretch out. 5. Refreshed and awake. Thank you for listening.